T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
About Luke Bryan tickets. I said, I don't know what he's talking about.
We're still on the program right now.
He goes, you guys put me on hold. I'm like, okay. I mean, like, did you hear us say we're giving away Luke Bryan tickets? And like, why is that the strategy of somebody to like stay on hold until we were to give away possible Luke Bryan tickets? You know?
Gotta be first
in
line.
Remember Karen did that for like 3 days.
I know. Wait until I say if I did have Luke Bryan tickets, which I'm not sure that we do. Marco says he sees possibility that we do, but I haven't been told. Usually I got to get the green light from Galen if I have Luke Bryan tickets to give away. Well, I don't know.
That's a big ticket.
Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Draft week, baby. Miami Dolphins, 21st overall pick. Marcos thinks I'm making things up, dude.
I'm not making anything up, man. You left little breadcrumbs so someone can catch you. You're like one of those mysterious individuals.
I was very intrigued by an article that just said, what Schefter is hearing. Buzz on the top picks. And the first headline is very exciting if you're a Cardinals fan.
Oh, okay.
Because it says Adam Schefter's his buzz words that he's looking for right now says that the Cardinals, Leroy, why the Cardinals are, quote, in the catbird seat.
Uh-huh.
I told you it was a thing.
No, you said it was a baseball thing. Now you're spreading it to other sports. I know this was you.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Isn't a cat bird seat that's like hunting?
It's like you just have a view of everything, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it is. But apparently
Well, first of all,
the Cardinals are in the catbird seat for the draft.
Let me just stop you there. They ain't good enough to be in the catbird seat overlooking nothing. They on the ground looking up at the good teams that are in the catbird seat. Stop.
Maybe it was just a play on words because they're the Cardinals.
Do you want to hear why they have the catbird seat?
I would love
from Adam Schefter.
Yeah, let's
Of course we want to hear now that you teased it.
He says Arizona general manager. I just was curious if we care about the Cardinals at all. That's all.
No!
I did see
that's my boy!
I did see Kyler Murray at UFC 300. He was sitting next to Valentina Shevchenko.
Smaller.
He is smaller.
Yeah.
She's a badass.
Yeah.
Arizona general manager Monty Ossenfort has advertised with the number four overall pick. His team is open for business, but no sales are expected to be final until the Cardinals are on the clock. Ossenfort has told teams around the league that have inquired about trading up that he wants to wait until he's in position to pick before agreeing to any trade.
You know what that means? Let me tell you what that means.
Hmm?
That means that he don't want to do nothing early because he want all those teams who are who have to have that pick to fight over it in 15 minutes. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
He don't want to have them doing it now. He want to see whether it's a sense of urgency and they got to get something done and then they give up the farm.
A team could always try and outbid the market and lock the selection now, but it's difficult giving the up of haul of compensation it would take without knowing exactly which quarterbacks will be available. And so Ossenfort is sitting in the eyes of one coach, quote, in the catbird seat, the coach explained. He sits at number four and can take all the calls he wants.
You better go ahead on and get Marvin Harrison because you see what happened to your team the last time you got an elite receiver.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Like, if there's any franchise,
if you're not getting any move
franchise
on
in the league that understands the importance of a wide receiver after just having Larry Fitzgerald forever, I don't know what team does. Right?
Wild. Catbird seat, dude. I told you it was a thing.
No. And you would be leaning on the Cardinals to make that point, right?
I'm not leaning on anything. Adam Schefter is leaning on it.
Okay. All right, Schefty.
Then I saw Drew Rosenhaus was on SVN yesterday, and he says the Dolphins might be taking this offensive lineman from Duke, Graham Barton. And I'm looking at him right now. Thick neck.
Oh,
dude! Can I ask a question?
Dude looks like he can maul.
I gotta see this.
Can I? He may look like he can maul, but he goes to Duke.
He's 6'5", 313, Leroy.
He goes to Duke.
So?
I'm not trying. Like. Okay. Then listen, it's not a knock on him. I don't know him from Adam. See, okay. Here's what I'm gonna say.
Be smirching, Duke.
Totally if I said to you, 6'5", 313 from Alabama. How excited are you getting?
I mean, I'd be excited, but like, you know.
Okay, but then I go 6'5", 313 from Duke. See what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel like you're Duke shaming.
Wow. Yeah.
You're Duke shaming.
Yeah.
You're a Duke shamer.
Okay, is he going to get us a couple of rebounds?
What?
I'm just saying. Wow. We've had this discussion before with Carson Wentz and Josh Allen came out of college.
Huh. How are we having this conversation before?
How are we going to draft somebody that high from Wyoming? How are we going to draft somebody
ACC.
That high? Huh?
Duke's in the ACC. They play in a conference.
I didn't know Manny Diaz was a coach of Duke.
What?
Well, now he is. I believe this is his first year coming up.
Yeah, he's a head coach of Duke. I didn't know that.
He didn't.
Head coach?
Yep. Yeah. Well, this guy got out at the right time.
What?
This guy got out at the right time, old Graham Barton.
How did that just sneak by us?
Oh, God. I don't know, Manny Diaz.
Oh, by the way, I just got a tweet. You know what happened on this day 34 years ago?
34 years ago. So
you
that
won
would
a
be,
Rose Bowl.
That would be 1990?
Yeah.
4/22/1990. Marlins didn't even exist yet.
Playoff game. Leroy had an amazing playoff game.
There's no playoffs in April, you idiot.
All right.
NBA playoffs.
Aha. No. Leroy was in the NBA.
Flu game?
Oh, no. Leroy had a flu.
What happened?
I got drafted.
Oh!
Wow.
You know what? Congratulations.
Good choice by them.
Leroy.
Good choice by them. By old Michael Lombardi. When Michael Lombardi still made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I told you. He called me in his office one time. He said to me, now, keep in mind, we were 3-13 that year, right? He called me into his office, and he said these words. If you wasn't the second round, if you wasn't our first pick, you would have been cut by now. It worked. It worked. Grant, I got in line.
Graham Barton, beefy.
Thick neck. So I don't know. I don't know how to see. And this is where a lot of people evaluate like different talents or whatever. Like you thinking, okay, this guy played in the SEC, right? Let me see how he fared against these guys or these teams. And maybe you can get a better idea, even if his team was bad, how good he was, because he was going up against top-notch talent. You see what I mean? But Duke?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I'm just, like, again, this is not a knock on him. I'm just, this is some of the stuff that you hear during a draft. Where you played, your competition, how to evaluate you based on the competition you play against is a little bit different. And we've had that at quarterback. Look at some of the guys, what? Trey Lance went to what? South Dakota State?
Trey Lance did go to South Dakota State, yes.
Right. And look, and where is he now? He's in Dallas.
But Duke was better than the Canes the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Not much, but you know.
Again. But how good was the ACC? What was the best defensive lineman he went up against?
I mean, listen, the ACC, you know, did you see what the Noles did?
He wasn't going up against Christian Wilkins.
Ooh.
No, I mean, but did you see what the Noles did?
What did they do?
They took some liberties.
They did something else?
They need to stop.
Now, listen, if there's any university that need to put down their Twitter thumbs, it's FSU.
They took some liberties with their ACC championship ring. And they put their record as it was last year at 13-0, which they did not finish with an O on their record.
Oh, that's right.
We know how it ended.
But that's the ACC.
Nah. They weren't 13-0 in the ACC, dude. They decided to take some liberties and not count the bowl game.
Drubbed.
Because half their team was rats off a ship.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have their quarterback. Remember the whole thing?
I tell you what, I would have a new rule. NIL people, y'all need to come up with a new rule. If I'm paying you and I'm giving you all this money, all the games matter, or you give the money back.
Why do they have the Hurricanes on their ring?
Because they beat them.
They put every team that they beat.
Yeah, I think so. ACC championship ring, but okay. Like
that's fine.
Wow, how big is this ring?
You got a picture of it, Marcus?
I got three of them, and none of mine are got all the names on it. Just say Big Ten champs.
El Burris says, Tobin, stop hating on FSU. I'm not hating. It's just like, you know, you weren't 13-0. Like, put your record.
They literally put unconquered.
Oh, they got conquered.
What are you talking
about? Oh, they got conquered, dude.
Hey.
And we were saying, by the way, we were all sitting here on this show defending them, being like, oh, you should have been in the playoffs. And then that's what happens. What did they lose, 63-3?
I don't know. They could stop the game. The officials in that game stopped it quicker than the Devin Haney fight.
Woo.
That guy had money on.
Bro, I need to. I gotta show Leroy this round where this ref was. Come on.
Wait. Let me see. Wait, what did they put? They put the Miami score.
Yeah, they put Miami. Like they put all their scores, I think, around their conference championship. But like,
no, they didn't. They can't fit all the names on there. They just put the. You can't fit all their games.
I don't see another one. Like I see back to back state champs.
Yeah, but they didn't put all the games.
I do see another score though. I do. Okay, so if they put back-to-back state champs on the other, they just put all the teams within the state that they beat, because I believe they also have the Florida score on there.
They got state championship rings? What are you, high school?
What is going on with
state championship rings? How lame can you be?
This is crazy.
I'm sorry, dude. Like, look. I'm not here to talk. I'm not here to try and
when you get a ring that wins a championship, the first thing you got to have is your school colors. I don't see nothing but, you see what I'm saying? Everybody who gets a championship ring have their school colors or their symbol somewhere on it, unless it's on top.
No, I think it could be a lighting thing. There is a hint of garnet, if you will, like around.
There's also a hint of lies.
There's a lot of lies. Look, you see right above Norvell.
Oh, wait, go. There. Flip it back.
Right
no,
above.
See, no. No.
It says back-to-back state champs.
Listen.
Get out of here.
Listen, I will grab my ring in the next break. Oh. And I want to show you, like, yeah. Like, if you see that at a passing, you won't know what school they went to, right? But if I show you my ring real quick, you're going to know right away.
D-Sizzle says Tobin would be bragging if UM did the same thing. I don't think Mario Cristobal would, because Mario Cristobal took away the turnover chain, which I was very upset about. And
yeah, you win a Hey, can I just say this? This to anybody. You win a championship, all bets are off. You can do what you want.
But like,
the school colors have to be on the ring.
I'm sorry,
it has to be
No. But let's be real about something here for a second. If you're gonna make it an ACC championship ring. Okay, put 8-0. That's fine. But if you're going to put 13-0, your regular season record, and omit a 60 burger getting put on you, you're taking liberties with your jewelry. I'm sorry.
Look, see how little the garnet is? Look, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's
no, it got to be more like here. I'm gonna show. I'll get when I get my ring. I'll show.
All right, we'll take a break. Do I do headlines? Quickly, headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Our lead headline, Florida State, lying again. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We'll get to Leroy's game balls and game bums coming on up.
Ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Here.
Oh, that's your ring. That's your ring.
That's what you see in the beginning, right?
Yep.
Now,
classic.
Turn it over to the side.
Wonder what school that is.
Got your name.
Yeah.
Right? Cool. Number.
Ooh.
Right? Turn to the other side.
Is that Rose Bowl or Big Ten? What is that?
You get a Big Ten, but the Big Ten champ. It says back-to-back, ooh, Michigan, Rose Bowl, and Bo was the coach.
That's cool. I like
That's
it.
That's it.
I like it.
That's it.
That's classy.
So every time I wear it, everybody knows, oh, Michigan.
Mm. How often do you bring those rings out? How often do you?
Never. He always wears a hoodie, and then everybody's like, it's like, oh, hey, go blue, and then we end up eating with those guys in Vegas. That's how it
is. Oh, my goodness. Did we eat?
That's how it goes.
It went to the Wet cabana.
Wet Republic. I nearly got dish ragged by a bikini waitress.
Totally got boxed out in the section.
Hey, sir.
She said, no.
All right. Speaking of idiots, not that waitress.
Wow.
So the dumbest thing that happened yesterday, you know, the Heat lost. All right, fine. I was ready to take it on the chin. Let's move on to game two.
Yeah.
I was ready to move on. Okay. I'm mature. Okay. And mature.
Oh boy. It's got to be one. Hold on. Bill Simmons.
No. Actually. Oh. Surprisingly, no. It's not Bill Simmons. In fact, I saw what Bill said about this, And he actually reacted to it like a sane person, because anybody with eyes would react like a sane person. So the game's over, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And we have this moment at the end of game one where Jason Tatum gets caught up in the air. Caleb Martin collides into him, lands on his back, bounces back up. Caleb Martin actually reaches to kind of, give his hand and say, hey, you know, let me get. And you have that phony tough guy, Jaylen Brown, who's like, bee, 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 and puts his little hand out there. And by the way, they did that thing where they mic'd, you remember the leaked audio that they did for Duncan Robinson and Jaylen Brown?
Yeah.
Once again, Caleb Martin has joined Duncan Robinson in letting Jaylen Brown know, you're not like that.
Oh, you got to see like the leaked. Because he was actually, like, wasn't Caleb actually mic'd up?
I think he was actually mic'd
him
up.
Him and Jason Tatum, I think.
Yeah, Jason Tatum's the least interesting person.
So boring, dude.
He's really good. He's really good. I just want to be clear. He's very good. But like, they go to him and before the game, and they're like, and he's talking to, I think it was Derek White. He goes, we've been waiting for this, Derek. Regular season, play-in, finally that time. And like, they go back, and Doris Burke's like, oh my God, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Go to exercise some demons.
Like, hey, get a little carried.
Like, they keep trying to make this guy like something that he's not. But it's not even that, all right? So, end of the game yesterday, he's going for a rebound. Caleb Martin crashes into him, hits the thing, bounces up, little stare down, nothing. It means nothing, right? And if you actually go back on the replay, Leroy, and you look, Caleb Martin was very clearly shoved in the back by Drew Holiday into Jason Tatum. It's not like he went crashing in without assistance from Drew Holiday, right? But you familiar with Brian Scalabrine?
Oh, yeah. We see him every time we go to Radio Row.
We do?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Chris Mannix.
That loud... Huh?
I think you're thinking of Chris Mannix.
No, remember when we went to the last fight we went to, not the last one, when we were in the tent across the street.
Scalabrine was there?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Remember the loud, remember we were, and the people across from us were really loud?
Hmm.
He was there with them. It was a, they had a Sirius XM show.
Huh. Who he is on Sirius XM, you might be right.
So yeah.
I don't remember that though.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but
we were like, I hope they don't pick us up on air because they were cussing.
Okay, well, I don't remember that, but I'll take your word for it. But anyway, Brian Scalabrine does post game. He's on the post game desk for the Celtics broadcast, and this mother bleeper actually thinks that Eric Spoelstra called timeout and ordered the code red on Jason Tatum. Now. Mind you, Eric Spoelstra called timeout 30 seconds beforehand to challenge a foul call. He didn't call it strategically or message-wise for anything.
He was code red.
He was trying to get a foul called back on DeLon Wright so that he could keep the ball. But this mother bleeper actually thinks that the Heat put the hit out on Jason Tatum. Here's Scalabrine on NBC Sports, whoever the hell cares.
After we blew him out, we need stuff to talk about.
I think it is going to be a bigger
story. Do your job.
Here it is right here.
Look at this. It's a basketball play. Give me a break. Come on.
Now, that looked like a cornerback breaking up a pass from a receiver.
Yeah, just send a mess. Look at this. Come on. What are we talking about here? And the pseudo-apology, the Jaylen Brown stuff, the timeout 31 seconds earlier?
That's what got you upset. That's why you believe it's a code red, because we're up. What were we up at the
16.
Time? 16 with 130 left, and it's a timeout.
Code red.
What are we talking about in that timeout?
Yeah. Well, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I don't understand the media.
All right. Well, we did hear what Joe Mazzulla had to say.
What does Spoelstra have to say about that?
Well, I don't know yet, but if he is asked.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to try to bring that to you.
By the way, this is a story that was just completely written for you. You guys don't want to ask Joe about it.
He was asked about it, by the way, Joe Mazzulla, and all he said was, I just want to see how he would react, which was, hey, by the way, he was fine because he was fine.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happened. He was fine. He bounced up. Not everybody's like Joel Embiid. As soon as they hit the wood, they're like, ah!
And you have to make
that
a hole.
That guy falls more than anybody his size.
It's ridiculous.
Put together.
There's nobody like, who can knock him over.
I never see Porzingis on the ground.
Nope.
Wembanyama, who's a windsock.
Nope.
Chet Holmgren. Who's the moose that played for the game after the Heat? Oh my, is it Vucevic? No, not Vucevic. He played with
Valanciunas?
Valanciunas. That guy,
he's a moose. He's scary.
He's a moose. He never was on the ground. And Joel Embiid's bigger than all of them.
QC man says, Scalabrine was just on Levitard. He didn't say Spo asked to hurt Tatum. He said he thought Spo wanted them to play tougher, and it wasn't explicit. He also said that he likes Miami Tough Style. Well, let me just tell you something. If that is what Scalabrine said, first of all, he's a coward. Yeah. Second of all, are we going to ignore the fact that he also called for Caleb Martin's suspension yesterday on the air?
Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with a minute 30 down by 16. 30 seconds later, that play happens. 30 seconds later, why is he calling a timeout at 1:30?
Down 16.
And then why is that play happening? That play right there, 30 seconds later. I don't know, man. That looks shady to me.
What you call that?
Co-red. Why would you see that play?
Why the timeout down 16 with 1:30 left?
Man, I didn't like that. And you go at the best player? I didn't like that.
So is this them trying to send a message, or is that just a dirty play?
I mean, that's, to me, it's a dirty play. Yeah. I think anybody's looking.
No, I want you to get
suspended for that. That's a dirty play. You can't do that. Like, just think about that. The NBA is about the star players. The idea of winning a championship is your star players have to stay healthy. And the guy goes up and you just ram into him? That ain't basketball.
Okay, well, let's just take a couple points here for a second. One, you think he needs to be suspended. He was shoved into Jason Tatum by Jason Tatum's teammate. Jrue Holiday pushed him into him. Second of all, we need to protect our stars. Like, Caleb Martin is not allowed the same same grace on a court that poor Jason Tatum is. You guys treat Jason Tatum. Can I just tell you something, Boston? You guys treat Jason Tatum like he's a baby. Like, little Jason Tatum, what kind of means? Oh, he's always 26 years old, and he's finally going to become an elite player. Hey, treat him like he's a grown-up. Second of all, you guys act like Caleb Martin hasn't lit your ass up. He outplayed Jason Tatum last year. So, I'm sorry. There's no classism here when it comes to the league on who gets suspended, who's allowed to be touched. And also, the most important point was, it was your own team's fault!
I got a better point.
Yeah.
If Scalabrine is so worried about the code red with a minute and a half left and up by 16, why didn't your coach take him out of the game?
Right.
Right? Right? That's the most important point. Why is he still in the game?
I'll tell you
with
why.
A minute 30 left a 16-point lead.
I'll tell you exactly why. Because they were up 32, and they had the dirty pants as soon as it was a 13-point game. They're like, oh, God damn, these Miami Heat. Because they can't trust their team.
But still.
But you want to sit here and you want to say, Eric Spoelstra tried to put the hit out on Jason Tatum. And now, to hear if that's allegedly true, to hear that, if he's going to be a weasel and go out there and be like, I was just saying he's playing tougher. No, you called for a suspension, you coward. Don't go on Levitard's show and then all of a sudden say, it just meant I like their tough style. Well, clearly you don't. Clearly you don't, White Mamba. Of course he's beloved in Boston. You know why.
Hey, Jimmy Butler wouldn't have never even been in that game.
Probably not, but like, right. it's so dumb. Like, do we have eyes? Caleb Martin was pushed into Jason Tatum. You sound like an idiot. Ridiculous. Top bum, Scalabrine.
Bum!
appropriately, it's time to get to Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums next.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Cats up 1-0 on the Lightning yesterday. We'll get some more of that coming up in Cat Talk. We'll hear from your Cats after the win. But first, we got to gather around the locker room. Leroy, what do we got for our game balls in game bums today?
I got three game balls because, first of all, it's the playoffs and everybody was amazing. Mm-hmm. That I'm going to give a game ball to. One is Scottie Scheffler, who's won his fourth tournament in a row, which is unheard of, by the way, in golf. The second one is Nelly Korda, who's won five in a row, which is even more amazing because the women seem to be closer together and not one person stands out there. And then it's got to go to Bobrovsky.
Wow,
my dude, God. I saw his body in so many awkward positions and still was able to get saves.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. But you know what? It was the first time where, you know, Bob will have all these incredible saves and he'll say, yeah, the guys played really well in front of me. They really did this time. Like, it was like the onslaught they couldn't get on the net. They couldn't get shots on goal. So kudos to that whole defensive.
They did great.
Especially Bob. And like, yeah, it was kind of the first time I realized, wow, those guys in front of them were playing really good because they had a lot of opportunities that couldn't even get in front of Bob.
You got Bob after the game, Marcos. This was Sergei Bobrovsky. Panthers take game one against the Lightning 3-2 to take a 1-0 series lead.
Well, it is what it is, you know. You're trying to stay focused and read the game and be in the game. It was a tight game, you know. Played not much room there for both teams, so it was it was good competition.
Focus.
No, my game bum. Focus. And I had my own personal game bum, right? I was going to come in hot, like I always do.
Mm-hmm.
But you made me pause and rethink this.
Wow, look at that.
Scalabrine.
Oh!
You can't talk trash in Boston and then come down here and have a whole different tone.
Sniveling,
dude. Stick with it.
Maybe it was because we have seen a bunch of Jaylen Brown play.
Right.
Hey, Scalabrine, White Mamba. Put your nuts on the table.
Whoa.
Or put your mouse balls away, dude. What's your take? You want to be tough after the game?
What's going on?
Because it's Caleb Martin's fault that he got shoved into Jason Tatum. Or shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Here's what sucks about that.
Put your balls away.
See, I look at it differently. See? Because from an athlete's perspective, it's my job to help people understand what they see. Right? So me and Tobin getting these arguments all the time. No, that's not what happened, right? We're watching a football game. That's not what happened. There's a whole bunch of other things, and that was the end result. But this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job, right? As a basketball player, right, he can't jump to the conclusion that a fan would. And I hate to say this, Bill Simmons was the voice of reason.
Ridiculous.
He said, stop hurting each other. You're pushing one guy into your own guy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, I don't expect that from Bill Simmons. I do expect that from Scalabrine because he played and he understands there's a whole bunch of stuff going on until finally there's contact. He should explain
the
that.
The thing I find most offensive about it, honestly, is you saying Eric Spoelstra, who
ordered the code red,
has been on. Let's be real about this, okay? Eric Spoelstra, who's been doing this a very long time, he has been at the highest of highs and taking the lowest of lows. Eric Spoelstra has never been a sore loser. The dude never makes excuses. Never. He could be out there. He'll go out there. If the Miami Heat didn't have Tyler Bam and he had to go about the next game with Orlando Robinson as his starting center, he'll go against the Celtics and say, we have enough. And if the Celtics kick their ass, he'll tip his cap. To insinuate that the best coach in the league was so frazzled by the Celtics leading a game that he had to go hurt Jason Tatum is so unbelievably disrespectful. And I don't know, maybe it's because Boston can't keep a head coach for more than two seasons before you guys run them the hell out of town. Or maybe your former boy genius head coach who didn't have the stomach to stay on the sidelines and had to run up to the front office. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But for Scalabrine to insinuate that Eric Spoelstra has to play dirty is horse bleep. And quite frankly, Scalabrine, if you're going to run away on the Levitard show and not stick to your guns, then get on your Boston television show the next game and apologize to Eric Spoelstra for you being a horse's ass and having a ridiculous take. You bum.
Yeah, that's the thing that made it a bum. Him having that take in Boston didn't make him a bum. The fact that he came on radio down here and didn't have that same enthusiasm,
it's like the kids say.
And kind of backtrack. That's what gets him the game bump.
Yeah, it's like the kids say. Keep that same energy. Keep it.
That's it.
But you what? You're like Jaylen Brown. You're not like that, dude. You're not like that. You're not like that.
Now two people have said that to him.
You're not like that.
He's trying so hard to be tough guy, and nobody's taking him serious.
Jaylen Brown's like, he just wanted to stare at somebody so bad, and Caleb Martin's like, you're not like that, dude. Come on. Hey, when you get told off by Duncan Robinson.
Listen, Duncan Robinson ain't walking around like he toughest man on the planet. But he just stopped and just looked at him. And
really, Jaylen? Which, by the way, $300 million. Did anybody notice him on the court yesterday? Richest guy in the NBA. Nah,
he made the first shot, then disappeared.
Didn't see him.
$300 million.
Crazy. Did you see that DeMar DeRozan turned down $40 million a year from the Bulls?
Yes. He wants to get the hell out of there.
$40 million a year. He turned down.
That clock is ticking. That's why, you know.
How old is he? He's 32?
I think he's Jimmy's age. Older.
Really?
Yeah.
He turned down 2 years 80, according to the Chicago Sun-Times.
By the time next season starts, he'll be 35.
Man.
Yeah.
Turned down 80 guaranteed, huh? Is anybody going to give him more than that?
No, but he wants to win. So would he take 25 to go somewhere and win?
Just to get the hell out of Chicago?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll take it.
Hey, can I give an additional game bum?
Because you certainly
can. We haven't
talked
much about the play-in game, which obviously we got to move on to bigger things. But, the play-in game, we all talked about this. I said, hey, 7 o'clock start doesn't really mix with the crowd. And I was a little bit dicey on it. I told you.
That whole game was crickets.
Nah, I don't think so. Once we got, like I told you, once the second quarter rolls around, we're there, dude. Star-studded crowd, too. You had Rick Ross not worried about the Drake beef. Not worried about it at all. He was courtside. Jalen Ramsey was there.
Yeah.
It was a good time. But this Mike Wilbon, he decides he wants to be a little, he's feeling a little bold.
You know he's a Chicago fan.
Oh, I know he is. I know he is.
He's a Bulls fan.
Which is hilarious. This is hearing this from him. But Kendrick Perkins was like, I'm disappointed in the Miami crowd for not being there, even though they were there. I mean, you guys can see the crowd shots of everybody going bananas. When Tyler had that play, the behind the back pass to Caleb Martin for the three, crowd was going bananas, dude.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But they would lead you to believe like nobody was there. And so Wilbon, he decides he's got to poke up like a prairie dog and be like, they've always been front running town. And I'm like, hey, do me a favor, dude. If your favorite basketball team's most relevant thing over the last decade has been the Last Dance documentary, not even that the actual games were played, just that a movie came out about it, why don't you pipe down, okay, Wilbon? Just do me a favor. Just let's turn the bass down a little bit in your voice about what the Miami fan, because front running, how can you be front runners when all you've done is been in front for the last 5 years? So What are we talking about here? Front runners.
We're just running.
Yeah, we're just being where we are. We're the Bulls. I mean, you should go running with the Bulls. That'd be the most relevant thing that the Bulls have done over the last 10 years. What have you guys done? Where have you been? The only thing that you've done that's of relevance is not pay Jimmy Butler and decide he's going to go off on his own way. But you have the audacity to talk about what fan base is where. I will say, though, I had the most hardcore Bulls fans behind me. They were, and bless their heart. They were, come on! Get a rebound! They got so mad at Kevin Love because Kevin Love just kept dish-ragging Bull. He finished with, what did Kevin Love play, 12 minutes?
12 minutes, 16 points.
12 minutes, Leroy, 10 free throws for Kevin Love.
Amazing.
Right.
Because he just kept dish-ragging the Bulls for rebounds, and this guy behind me was so mad. He, come on! Get a rebound, Jesus! So mad. So mad. Anyway, take a break. Get to our Cats. They win yesterday. Up 1-0 in the series. Little Cat talk coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.